What's up, guys? I'm Jared Lopes, and you're listening to the Dad Tired Podcast, where I'm helping everyday families learn how to follow Jesus in everyday life. How's it going, guys? Jared here again on the Dad Tired Podcast. Thank you for hanging out today. Hey, super excited to tell you that today I found out that we are number 5 on the iTunes new and noteworthy section of Christianity. That sounds like a lot of subsections or subcategories, which I guess it is. But if you went to iTunes and you searched for Christian podcasts, we would be number 5 in the new and noteworthy. And that's only because you keep listening and you keep downloading and subscribing and rating and reviewing. So thank you so much for that. Still a little bit blown away by this whole Dad Tired thing and how much traction it's getting. And I'm actually going to talk a little bit about that in a minute. But first, I want to let you know that this whole podcast is sponsored by Audible, which means if you go to dadtired.com/podcast, you can pick up your free audiobook, anyone that you want. And the cool thing about Audible is you can just try it out, download a free audiobook. If you don't like the book you picked, return it and get a new one. If you don't want to do that every month and subscribe to their membership, no problem. You can cancel at any time and keep your audiobook, which is a super good deal for you. And it helps me out as a podcaster too. So dadtired.com/podcast, get your free audiobook there. You know, this morning I woke up and I was kind of do a morning routine of checking all the Dad Tired stuff. I go on the Facebook group, the Facebook Dad Tired group, which if you're a guy listening to this and you haven't been over there and hanging out with us, you need to come hang out with us at that group. I think we're just shy of 400 guys in there. And honestly, every single day, I'm amazed at the guys that come in there, the things that they're sharing, and you just need to be a part of it. That's the most engaging thing that we do at Dad Tired is that closed Facebook group. You can do that by going to the community tab on dadtired.com, but come hang out with us. It is, it really is amazing what's happened. One guy said the other day, guy from Switzerland said he was telling his wife how he feels like he has a band of brothers who are on the same team from around the world. That's what how he described the Dad Tired group. And a bunch of guys said, yeah, I agree with that. Like, I've been telling my wives about this too. Or not my wives. That would be weird if you had multiple wives. Just have one wife. That's what Jesus would want for you. My wife, been telling my wife about it. So anyway, there's a bunch of dudes in there that just really love what's happening. And something crazy is happening there. And again, that's kind of what I want to talk about today. I was thinking about, like, why is it that Dad Tired is doing well? Like, what is the nerve that it's hitting? Because there's churches, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of churches, thousands of churches in the U.S. alone. There are hundreds in my city alone. Like, there's so many churches, and every single church would say, yeah, we're trying to reach guys and we want to have men step up. And so the question of why is Dad Tired hitting a nerve, and what is the exact nerve it's hitting? It's literally keeping me up at night. I can't quite figure it out. There's some pieces of it that I think I'm getting to, but I just feel like it's that frustrating feeling where, like, your mind goes to a certain area and then just hits a wall, and you feel like it cannot go any further. That's where I feel like I'm at. Like, I don't fully understand. I can't fully wrap my head around why it is that people, and men especially, are responding the way that they are with this Dad Tired thing. And, you know, when I've been a pastor for 11 years, excuse me, I'm dying of allergies in Portland here. I've been a pastor in churches, you know, for the last 11 years. And, you know, everything we do as pastors in a church, when you work at a church, you're like trying to get people into a relationship. And then you're trying to foster areas or communities or things that, like, will get them to be real within those relationships. So usually that looks like a Bible study or a community or a missional community, whatever you call it at your church. There's usually like some kind of midweek gathering where you're trying to get people to be in relationship and be in real relationship. So you pour into, I'm giving you like all the hidden stuff that churches do here. what we do as leaders is we pour into a bunch of people that we think get it, and we invest our lives into them and hope that they can go into lead these communities where they can help foster genuine relationship. Just as a side note, I'm no longer a pastor at a church, so I feel like I kind of straddle the line between just a normal person that wants to be plugged into a faith community like you, but I also understand the church world really, really, really well, because I've been in it for a long time. So we try to get these relationships and these groups to like really go deep. And that's always a struggle. Like you can talk to any single pastor, any community pastor, any small groups pastor, and they would tell you like that is the number one struggle to get people into real relationships. And they are constantly, they spend day and night trying to figure out what they can do differently to get you to engage more in relationship. Now, all that being said, on Dad Tired, there are things happening, like especially in that closed Facebook page, there are things happening in there that takes years and months and months and months for these communities to get to where we're at in this Dad Tired group. And guys are sharing things and there's community happening and there's this level of trust happening already that it's like unheard of to have that kind of level of engagement and vulnerability and honesty and authenticity. You just don't really get that in these real groups. And so, there's some things that play into that. I think just being online, like everyone's a little bit more brave in front of their computer screen, whether that's for better or worse, people are just a little bit more brave. But I think it's even deeper than that. And that's the question that's like, keeping me up at night, like trying to figure out I actually believe it's deeper. I just can't figure out why it's deeper. And that's part of the reason that's frustrating me. One reason I think is about 10 years ago, over 10 years ago now, I was actually just graduating high school. I get 11, 12 years ago, I had just graduated high school. And I remember I had grown up in church. But I had started to feel right about as I was exiting high school, I started to feel this frustration with church, and I couldn't quite explain it, and probably even to this day I can't quite explain it. But there was this frustration, like something seemed missing. What was happening in my real life, the real struggles and sin and junk and friendships and joys and life that was happening outside of church seemed completely disconnected from my like church world, church friends, Bible studies. And I just felt frustrated. Like those two things seemed completely separate to me. And I don't know how else to describe it other than I felt really frustrated. And so I started to read a lot of books. I actually, right out of high school, was living with a good buddy of mine. He's my best friend. His name's Josiah. I'm going to actually have him on the podcast here sooner than later. But he and I started to like stay up and we would read these books and we would have these conversations. And we were thinking like way outside the box in our minds as far as like, what does it mean to be in church and like to be a Christian? And we were really interested in Jesus, but we were getting less and less interested in church stuff. And what I saw happen in me, and what I've actually seen happen, like as of today, to March 31st, 2016, is the pendulum swung really far the other way. So on one side, you have like a good boy Christian, like we go to church, we obey all the rules, our behavior changes, we stop cussing and drinking and smoking, and we try really hard not to look at porn, and we treat women right, and we go to Bible study, and we try to memorize scripture, we try to have like a quiet time every morning or every night, we'd set our alarms, and we would stop, I was just laughing about this with somebody else, we would like throw our CDs away, there was even some like churches and youth groups that were like, hey, burn all your CDs, all your non-Christian CDs, sacrifice it to the Lord. I'm not trying to like make total light of that if that was you or you were the youth pastor that did that, but it was like intense. It was really intense, so that was one side of the pendulum. And then on the other side you have and this is kind of where I got to, it's like I want to see how far I can go to be like the world, to be normal, to be like a normal person, and yet still claim to follow Jesus and love Jesus. And so I remember like the first time thinking, oh, we can like drink alcohol. Like there's freedom to drink alcohol as long as we don't get drunk. And maybe we can have like a cigarette, and maybe we don't need to go to church every Sunday. And maybe it's cool to like say a couple cuss words. And, you know, you're just kind of like being a little bit rebellious towards all the things that you grew up learning and being taught. And you swing that pendulum really hard the other way. And what I found is in 2016, like as of today, that side of the pendulum, that kind of rebellious side, seems to be popular in many ways. Like even if you listen to the other podcasts in the Christianity section, there's some of them, I'm obviously not going to mention any names, but there's some podcasts that it's like, it almost seems like they're just flirting with how far can we go, or how much can we sound normal and act like the rest of the world and still call ourselves Christians. I think that even comes a little bit from people who are jaded towards Christianity and jaded towards their like really formal, strict, in a box Christian upbringing. And to be honest with you, like 10 years later, 11 years later, after thinking through this and struggling with those, neither of those actually feels that satisfying. If I'm totally honest with you, like I was not satisfied like being a good little church boy and following all the rules of church and all the traditions. But I actually wasn't satisfied like flirting with that line and being rebellious. That also didn't feel right. And in many ways, I want to be on fire for God. Like I want to be radical in my love for Him, and radical in seeing the good news spread across the world. I want that, and yet I don't want to feel like church or like traditional church stuff is the only way to get there. Now, part of my fear, this is my disclaimer, part of my fear in this whole topic and even starting this conversation with you is that you would become jaded towards church and I would give you no outlet to go somewhere else. So another way of saying that is I would get you like, I would point out the problem and I would get you really flustered and frustrated and then say, okay, figure that out on your own. See ya. That's really bad leadership on my part. And in some ways I'm doing that. I'm being a bad leader because I'm not going to give you like clear answers. My whole point in saying all of this is that I think at the end of the day, the bottom line is this. I think that people in 2016, especially in the West, but I actually think it's a global thing, are pretty jaded to the way we've always done church because it doesn't feel authentic. It doesn't feel authentic to go into a building and to like sing songs about the creator of the universe, like emotionless. Like we're just in a room full of people and we just kind of like mindlessly sing these words and we hear some announcements and we hear a message that maybe can like, here's how you can make your life better, or like Jesus light, or gospel light. And it just kind of feels disconnected from the real world. And then there's this other part of us, and I think there's actually a growing group who are saying, I still want Jesus. Like I still want to follow Him. I even want to follow Him radically, but I don't know where to go to do that. And so that, I guess that's a really long way of saying, I think that's why Dad Tired is becoming popular. I think that's why Dad Tired is getting the attention it's getting, is because people are finding an outlet where they can talk about Jesus and it's actually outside of what they've known in the church walls. Now, again, I just feel the need to keep saying this. This is not like bash your local church, because I believe in the local church. I believe that people should gather together and be together with like-minded brothers and sisters who love Jesus and want to follow after Him. So this is not like, hey, leave your church. Church sucks. It's not that. But I don't really know what it is either, which is frustrating. It's frustrating to me. It's frustrating to you. I guess what the reason for this particular episode is I'm trying to, I'm this might sound a little bit bold, but I would love to have an actual conversation. There are books on this. There are voices speaking into this. But I would love to, like, we've got a couple hundred, we're getting into the thousands of people that are engaged with Dad Tired Stuff. I'd love to start a conversation. Like, what does church look like in 2016? What does community look like in 2016? What will it look like in 2020, 2025? What will it look like when our kids, when they say, I go to church, or I'm part of a church, or I'm part of a community, what will that look like? And I would suggest, I actually think it's okay with how fast culture is changing, with how fast technology is changing, that we start to think outside of the box when we think of community and when we think of church. And that's kind of a taboo subject. Like, I already have, I can think of at least 10 friends right now who would hear this podcast and who would, like, rebuke me and say, dude, what are you doing? This is not good. Stop pointing people away from church. Now, listen, I'm not, like, hear me, I'm not. Don't quit your church. But can we engage in a conversation that the culture is changing, that the way people do relationships is changing? It simply is true. Churches, the local church as we know it, traditional, show up on a Sunday, sing some songs, hear a message, go home, maybe go to a midweek Bible study, that is dying. I mean, that's not even like opinion, that's facts. The church as we know it, the gathering of God's people in the West for sure, but even globally, is dying. Small churches are being dried up by the day, and I think they're starting to congregate and pool towards bigger churches, and that's why we see some mega churches still taking off and still growing. But churches are actually shrinking and dying by the day. 10 years from now, church is going to look radically different than it looks right now. And so we must have minds. We must have people who are passionate about Jesus, who don't want to just have like Christianity light, and who just are looking to like look like the rest of the world and not go to church, but people who really love Jesus, love the gospel, want to make disciples, want to live radically for the Lord, but want to do church differently. We have to start talking about it. And there's just not enough people doing it. So that's my, I guess, challenge to you is like, how can we keep talking about this? And what will your part look like? Like, what will it mean for you to engage? This is my third disclaimer in one podcast episode, but I again feel pressed that I know that this is probably going to stir some emotions in you and leave you a little bit frustrated. And so I don't want that. I guess maybe here's one practical that you could do. Who around you, have you heard somebody else, maybe a teacher, a pastor, a friend, somebody at your church, who around you have you heard say things about Jesus and say things about church and community that resonates with you? That maybe seems a little bit different, that nobody else is talking about, but it resonates with you. I remember the first time ever I heard somebody start to articulate emotions that I had been feeling for years. They started to put words to those emotions, and it was so, I immediately went up to them and said, can I have lunch with you like today? Because I've been having these emotions, these thoughts for years, and I've never heard anyone articulate them the way you're articulating them. And so I guess maybe what practical is like, who could you start to surround yourself with people that really love the Lord but are thinking differently? Because here's the thing, here's the bottom line. We go to Bible studies for years and years and years, but when crisis hits, we don't call our Bible study friends. We call our real friends. We call like the people that we know love us and that we feel safe with and we can be vulnerable with. We don't call the guys and girls that we know that they, oh yeah, I remember Johnny, like he can quote scripture, or he seemed to know a lot about theology or Hebrew or Greek. Like, we're not calling that dude, right? We're calling like our friends who are real, who laugh with us and cry with us. We are desperate in 2016 for real, authentic community. We're desperate for it. And the traditional way of like trying to manufacture relationships isn't working. It's simply not working. I don't care how hard you try. I tried for the last 6+ years to get people into real relationship. And I'm telling you, it's not working. And so we have to think through what will work. What's going to work in 2016? What's going to work 5 years from now, 10 years from now? And you know, I'm praying a lot. I'm praying a lot. Every night that I go to bed, I'm asking the Lord, like, what does it look like, God? I know that I don't have to be the one that figures this out. But Lord, I'm asking, would you use me? Would you use us to engage in this conversation? I don't think God is scared of technology. I don't think God's scared of Facebook and Snapchat and Instagram and the internet. I think God uses everything for his glory. He will use everything for his purposes, for his good, for our good, for his glory. I think he's way bigger than technology. And so we don't need to be freaked out by it. I think we need to have creative minds that are saying, all right, how do we engage technology? Why do I feel closer to a guy in Ohio, to a guy in Switzerland? Like, why am I relating to guys from around the world more than like I'm having community in my local town? And instead of saying, oh, geez, no, you can't do that, close that option off or close that door, why don't we just embrace and think, okay, how do we actually do this? Is there a way? It seems like the world is actually shrinking as far as community goes. Seems like I can be in real relationship with somebody that might live thousands of miles away from me. So how do we do it? I'm kind of an optimist and think that there's got to be a way. That's my ramble for today. This is the conversation that I want to keep having here. I'm going to be super honest with you. let me be really honest with you for a second. Dad tired. I am not trying to reach the theologically savvy people. If that's you, if you're like, oh, dude, let's debate theology, let's go toe to toe and like Hebrew and Greek and stuff, I will not be of value to you. I just simply won't be of value to you. In fact, I think you'll probably burn out here. You'll probably get frustrated. I'll probably frustrate you, and I can already tell you, you're going to frustrate me for sure. There are a lot of great theological minds out there, and go to them. Like, keep listening to Tim Keller and Ravi Zacharias and all these other guys. Did I say that right? Anyway, all these other guys. I don't even know who I was asking. I'm in the living room by myself. There's nobody else here. You know, so I'm just not going to be that guy for you. Here's who I want to go after. Here's who I created Dad Tired for. It's the maybe you are not considering yourself a Christian, but you're super open to it. Maybe you've even said, I'm not a Christian because I can't stand Christians. I want to hang out with you. Like, you're the kind of person I want to be around because I relate to you. I actually love Jesus. I boldly proclaim myself to be a Christian, but I relate to that sentiment. Like, I'm a little bit jaded towards Christians, not Jesus, not the message of Jesus, but Christians I've kind of been a little bit jaded towards, which is frustrating because I believe they're my brothers and sisters. Like, I believe that we're on the same team and I don't want to be jaded towards them. But I'm a little bit frustrated with like traditional stuff. So if that's you, this is for you. And secondly, if you're a Christian, maybe a brand new Christian, and you're like, I've bought in. I believe Jesus to be the true God. Like, I'm in, but I have no clue what that means. I also want to hang out with you. Like, you're the person that I'm doing this for. And then just the person that maybe you are not connected at church at all. And you can't, like, to even muster up the energy to go to a Sunday morning service it literally exhausts you. There's zero life-giving elements to it. It just exhausts you to even think about that. But you really want to live for Jesus. You don't want to just be like this nominal, apathetic, kind of casual Christian. You genuinely want to live a radical life for the Lord, and yet you can't stand going to a traditional church service. You are for sure in the right place. If anything, I'm going to be talking a lot about that. Everything I write and say and do is going to have that tone to it because I'm with you on that. And I actually believe with the right thinking, with the right humility to approach the Spirit of God to say, Lord, would you help us in 2016 figure out how to be a community of believers that reaches the world for your namesake, for your glory? I think that with those kinds of people, we're going to see some great progress. I think we're going to see the Lord do things that we've never seen him do up until this point in our lives. So that's my prayer for you. That's my hope for Dad Tired. Go to dadtired.com. Shoot me an email. Let me know what you think about this. Come hang out with us on the Dad Tired closed group. And again, pick up an audiobook. Here's one that I would recommend right away. Go listen to Radical by David Platt. It'll make you really, really frustrated, and it will ask some really good questions. Listen to Radical by David Platt. Come on the Dad Tired group and let me know what you think. You can get that book for free with the audio download. You help me, and it will help you kind of start to stir your thinking. So let's keep the conversation going. I'm super grateful. Thank you guys so much. I cannot believe that Dad Tired podcast is at number 5 in the iTunes Christianity new and noteworthy section. That's insane. But I think that we're starting to hit a nerve here. And I know that by God's grace, he'll make it more and more clear to us. Let me pray for you very quickly. Not that prayers need to be quick, but let me pray for you and then send you on your way. God, thank you so much for every guy that's listening to this, for every man. I know that there are women listening to this, Lord. Thank you for anybody that's hearing my voice. Lord, I know that there's probably a part of them that likes to think big picture, like, man, yes, this resonates. I want to do something more. I believe God has more for me, but it's not lining up with the current Christian traditions that I see around me. So Lord, would you give us clarity in that? I also know that beyond all that big stuff, which you can handle and you can take care of, there's also the personal day-to-day stuff like jobs and family and bills and money and trying to raise kids and toddler tantrums and all of that stuff. And so God, would you just help us get through the day-to-day as we try to think big and try to live radically for you, but also be patient with our kids and our spouses and, to figure out what it means to be a disciple, both big picture and in the day-to-day mess. We need you, Jesus. Thank you, God, that you even let us be part of this conversation. We get to have this conversation because you've saved us by your grace. It's absolutely radical, and we don't take it lightly, Lord. We love you so much, God, because you first loved us. It's in your name we pray, Lord. Amen. Love you guys. Thanks so much for listening. If you would, rate, subscribe, leave a review. But it helps out. It helps more people get this message out and invites more people into the conversation. Love you guys. We'll see you on the Dad Tired Facebook group. See ya.